It is with great honor and in deep hospitality that I welcome you to Star King Unitarian Universalist Church for the installation ceremony of Reverend Dr. Maria Cristina Vlasidas Bergoa as minister of our church. Been waiting a long time to say that. Welcome to those who have traveled near and far from Massachusetts, from North Carolina, from Chile, and beyond. From Berkeley, California, from neighborhoods nearby, welcome to family, honored guests, friends, and members of Star King UU Church, welcome. To those who join us remotely and those who join us in spirit, welcome. With grace and great joy, we welcome you. Today marks the culmination and closure of our search process, of which I had the honor of chairing the search team. And let me take a moment now, and in deep gratitude, with many thanks, let me thank our search committee. Guadalupe Middleton. Woo-hoo! Natalie. Yes. Natalie Sprague. Woo-hoo! Karen Cook. Sarah Raymond, Heidi Green, Rebecca Parr, and Bob Simone. Many thanks for your hard work, your commitment, and your belief, and to your commitment to success. Expect success with no BS. That was our motto. It was a search process that began with a need to find a minister that matched us. Then we cast this need, this vision, this hope, like a message in a bottle thrown out to the great ocean that carries our blue boat home. It was as if we were inviting grace to answer our need, trusting that we would find what we sought. It was a journey of trust, a leap of faith, an act of hope, and a proclamation of belief. That hope has been realized in the calling and the acceptance of Reverend Dr. Maria Cristina Vlasidas Bergoa to be our minister. And this grace manifests itself in full fruition as we come together today, as we freely choose to be in a covenantal relationship as the people of Star King Unitarian Universalist Church and the Reverend Dr. Maria Cristina Vlasidas Bergoa as our minister. Welcome.
Thank you. Gracias.
Our call to worship comes from Karen Lynn from Reverend Maria Cristina Home Congregation, First Parish of Cambridge.
Buenas tardes, y les doy la bienvenida. My name is Karen Lynn, and I am a member of First Parish in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I am thrilled to be here to honor the ministry of my dear friend, Reverend Maria Cristina Vlasidas Bergoa, a ministry that has always been about radical hospitality, inclusion, and welcome. It is her commitment to these ideals that brought us together and that we celebrate today in this season of renewal. And so as we gather in joy and thanksgiving, grounded in mutual covenant, may we embrace courageously the challenges of our faith, and may we welcome its blessings with gratitude. Calling upon our ancestors, those who have come before us, may we remember our responsibility to those who will come after us. In the flame that is our guiding light, may we find hope, warmth, and a beacon to carry us forth. And as we advance boldly into a future yet to be discovered, may we bring generosity of spirit and openness to possibility. Come, let us worship together.
Amen. Our prayer today is by Reverend Michael Slack.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let us take just a breath, just a moment, shall we? Perhaps even two. or three. Breathe in the deep, deep joy of what the Spirit is capable of doing. Breathe in all of the sights and the sounds, everything that is happening in our own hearts, in this room, outside. Listen to the silence, all of the noises that we all make, the beautiful sounds. Take them in. The sheer numbers of people who were here. The distances in miles we've traveled. The differences in perspective and theology and all of the different things that we hope for. Bring them all together into this one moment.
Yes. Yes.
And in all of the ways that you direct energy and pray and communicate with one another and your own hearts and whatever it is you call spirit. Gather all of that up in this moment and let us pray together. Wonderful divinity, great love, wide and abundant mystery, spirit that is all life and death, and hope, and hopefulness, and hopelessness. Spirit that is in the simplicity and also in the complexity. Thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for these people. Thank you for the drums that beat in our hearts and move us and shake everything up.
Yes.
Thank you that we might gather here together in this place to give thanks and to be grateful for the call. For the call to ministry. That is Reverend Marie Chris's, for the call into ministry that belongs to each and every person in this room. Know that we are all ministers here. Hold that for a moment. Love on that for a moment. Honor that for a moment. It is precious. And may we continue to hold that and hold Maria Cristina in her ministry and in our own, that we might be together in it. We arrive with that gratitude and we enter with that hope. Hopefulness that marvelous things are upon you and upon all of us. Hope that we can do miraculous things together. Hope that everything that is in our path and before us in our faith that we can exist in comfortably and uncomfortably, that we can be and exist in this moment together. We arrive grateful. We enter hopeful. But in this moment, let us not be too settled down. In this moment, may our hearts and our minds and our spirits be moved and shaken and stirred to do the things that are risky and to say and do the things that are relevant, to be the people that the Spirit have called to this particular moment, to honor the work that has been done and to do new work among yourselves. others. We arrive grateful. We enter hopeful. Let us not be too settled. And in our not being too settled, may we go out. Be the people we are called to be. Honor the work that we are called to do. Trust what the Spirit is capable of in us and through us. We pray all of this and hold all of this in each of our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds, and in our spirits. We lift all of this up and in all of the ways that we are called to offer ourselves up in this moment. And we say thank you. And ashe. Ashe. And amen. Amen. And blessed be.
Blessed be. Hallelujah.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. This is one of the best and most amazing afternoons of my life.
Amen.
God bless you.
I love you.
I am so honored to be here and to be part of this. So first, let me bring greetings and congratulations from your sister institution, Star King School of the Ministry in Berkeley, California, our Unitarian Universalist and Multi-Religious Seminary. I sometimes forget that we are not the only Star King out here. So thank you for reminding me that I have a sister institution just up the road. And thank you for inviting me to be a part of this great occasion in the life of this congregation. In thinking about this day, I was reminded of a poem by Marge Piercy. Now, most of us know her work from one of the poems that's in our hymnal, Singing the Living Tradition, the poem, To Be of Use. Yes?
Yeah.
We use it for Labor Day all the time. But that's not the poem that was speaking to me. I'm thinking of a poem called To Have Without Holding. Learning to love differently is hard. Love with the hands wide open, love with the doors banging on their hinges, the cupboard unlocked, the wind roaring and whimpering in the rooms, rustling the sheets and snapping the blinds that thwack like rubber bands in an open palm. It hurts to love wide open, stretching the muscles that feel as if they were made of wet plaster, then of blunt knives, then of sharp knives. It hurts to thwart the reflexes of grab, of clutch, to love and let go again and again. It pesters to remember the lover who is not in the bed, to hold back what is owed to the work that gutters like a candle in a cave without air, to love consciously, conscientiously, concretely, constructively. I can't do it, you say, it's killing me. But you thrive. You glow on the street like a neon raspberry. You float and sail, a helium balloon, bright bachelor's button, blue and bobbing on the cold and hot winds of our breath as we make and unmake in passionate diastole and systole the rhythm of our unbound bounding, to have and not to hold, to love with minimized malice, hunger and anger, moment by moment, balanced. I always thought Marge Piercy wrote this poem as a reflection on personal relationships, the kind we know about in marriage or committed partnership. There's a long arc in this poem, meant to witness to an enduring faithfulness, a clear-eyed sense of what a committed lover is agreeing to embrace. Not just the hearts and flowers of love, not just the passion and headiness of love, but the resentment and the anger too, the disappointment and the pain. She has written here a most unromantic romantic poem. But in its clarity of vision, I find a wonderful reassurance. Not everyone or everything we love is easy. And there is a message in this for all of us right now. The work of ministry, especially parish ministry, is the living out of a greater love than we knew we had within us, the covenantal promise to live out that love in a community of mutual choice. For those of us who serve in the parish, that community of choice is a congregation. We seek each other out. We court one another. We pledge to one another the very best we have within us. We join forces and we set out on a journey together, determined to build a community of memory and resistance and hope that will change our corner of the world. And as we go on, we wrestle with the sacred and the profane. Sometimes we diminish and disappoint and hurt each other. But then, if we are lucky, we begin again in love. And what we might lose in lofty and starry-eyed promise, we gain in a sweet groundedness of ordinary life well-lived and faithful companions on the journey. This kind of love, its lights and its shadows balanced and composed, each adding to the other, together comprise an extraordinary ministry, an extraordinary way of life. Others here today will detail the charge to Marina Christina and the charge to you as a congregation, and they may even have details for you. But I'm here to celebrate with you and to say this. If all you did in the coming years was to learn to love one another and minister together, that would be a wonderful thing. Your lives together would be bumpy and graceful and hard and tenuous and, with any luck at all, exquisitely beautiful. A peaceful, healing sanctuary in a troubled world. But I also came to tell you that's not enough. Let me say that in these extraordinary times, though we cannot afford to abandon beauty, we cannot and should not settle for simply beauty. As liberal religious people, with all of the legacy of this extraordinary faith behind it, we have a responsibility to be more and to do more. You and Maria Christina have within your grasp at this moment a chance to be a model of beloved community, the kind of community that all of us long for and speak about all the time. To do that, you must begin with one another and encompass not only this community in this room, but the other communities of this faith that we love. And that is an especially tough and even risky task right now. Our world is moving farther and farther away from the beloved community, which is our goal and our prayer. At the exact same moment, our larger Unitarian Universalist world is at a crossroads. A crossroads that we have been standing at for a long, long time, but now demands a decision. Will we or won't we break the stranglehold of white supremacy that keeps us from moving toward that beloved community? Can we or and will we truly become who we have always claimed that we are? It is not enough to stand anymore. It is time to move. Amen. Real love is so much more than happy stories. And sometimes the love we bear one another in this faith of ours is like this love that Marge Piercy writes about in her poem. Sometimes we must love one another with the doors banging on their hinges, with the cupboards unlocked and the wind roaring and whimpering in the rooms. The tumult in our denomination feels that way. And perhaps for some of you, your experience of Unitarian Universalism feels that way. And to be truthful, every one of us who has ever been part of a religious community knows some part of the feeling. Sometimes we love it. Sometimes we feel betrayed. Sometimes we are hurt. And we want to have faith, but we have been so disappointed before all of this that we don't know if we can go through it again. So in this world, in our faith, in our lives, we have some important work to do. We must practice together resurrection. We must practice together renewing our love. We must practice taking a deep breath and then risking ourselves for the sake of a better future. We must be willing to look ourselves in the eye and ask ourselves hard questions about all kinds of things, about the way we do church or don't do it, about the way we use power or refuse to use it, about the way we act as allies or refuse to act. We must ask ourselves these things, and we must leaven our tough questions with kindness. Not cheap grace, not excuses, but kindness, abundant kindness in all that we do, not just for the sake of those with whom we labor, but for our own sake. You who have joined together here at the Hayward congregation and this minister who have said yes to one another, you have a long road to travel together. And how you travel it will matter just as much as the direction in which you want to go. You will need kindness because it will make your common journey easier. You will need to exercise it like a muscle so that it will be ready for the rough patches. And I hate to tell you, but there will be rough patches. If you are lucky, you will not be alone in those rough patches. The late Unitarian Universalist poet Mae Sarton once wrote about her friend and caretaker. Pearlie, his name was, and she called him my good luck in a dirty time. My good luck in a dirty time. So you should not have to rely only upon one another, because we are meant as congregations to help and to support one another. There are many here among us from other congregations and communities within Unitarian Universalism, and we are covenanted to support you. So you should call us on that. You should call on us to assist you whenever we can and whenever you need us, because that is part of the promise that we make to one another in this faith. It's easy to kind of think of Unitarian Universalists and what we do and who we are as kind of this secret society. We spend a lot of time explaining ourselves to people and cutting off weird conversations about whether we're a cult or not. But that is not the whole story, because it is congregations like yours that have helped the larger world understand the UU story. In partnership with other congregations and other faith traditions, it's that partnership that has made real a growing identity among us as the love people. How many of you have heard us called the love people? Yeah, that's right. People who don't know what Unitarian Universalists are know who the love people are. They know those yellow shirts and those yellow banners, and that commitment, and those congregations who wear it, and the association that stands behind it. The immigration rights people know who we are.
That's right. Yeah.
The LGBTQ people know who we are in their communities. The nuns on the bus know who we are.
Oh, yeah.
The Black Lives Matter communities know who we are.
Yes.
They know because we have taught them. We have shown them. congregation by congregation, that we are so much better together than we can ever be alone. We've taught other people something we should teach ourselves. We never have to do anything alone again. I want to say that again. We never have to do anything alone again. We have partners and allies and friends who walk with us in the liberal spirit and stand against the enemies of freedom, physical freedom, emotional freedom, religious freedom. We have allies, and we can be allies. So your installation of Maria Christina today marks another chapter in this story of covenant, another chapter in the eternal story of those who gather to protect what is best and what is holiness, holiest among human beings. This gathering today embodies what is most beautiful about our faith. This broad embrace, this inclusion, it echoes the words of another poet and activist, Arati Roy, who charges all of us this day with this call to love, to be loved, to never forget your own insignificance, to never get used to the unspeakable violence and the vulgar disparity of life around you, to seek joy in the saddest places, to pursue beauty to its lair, to never simplify what is complicated or complicate what is simple, to respect strength but never power, above all to watch, to try and understand, to never look away, and never, never to forget. May you be blessed. Congratulations to all of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. Rosemary Bray McNatt. The charge will now be offered by Reverend Clyde Grubb.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I tell a little story to introduce myself. In 1962, I was sitting on the curb of my house in Hayward, California. 1962, and my mother wanted me to meet the minister of her church, the Star King Unitarian Church. So I had to sit there on the porch until he showed up, and he showed up on a motor scooter. The church was meeting in Castro Valley, and I was at San Francisco State, and I came to church sometimes when I was in the East Bay. But San Francisco State kept me very busy. That was a busy time, the 60s, early 60s. I discovered about all the American Indians were coming together and we were planning to have an ethnic studies program. We were going to actually study about the Indian history in college. Whoa. I told you something about myself. Frederick Buechner reminds us that at its heart, most theology, like most fiction, is essentially autobiography. The theologian seeks to articulate the experience of faith, the struggle of living authentically. And live faith, like our lives, is always personal and experienced in relationship with others. And we live our lives in a context, in the context of a place, and in the context of the time that we are given, sometimes that we are thrust into. Maria Christina, you came to awareness in Chile. Your childhood memories were formed when your people knew joy and hope. The time of Salvador Allende. It was a time of gains for the people of Chile and for your ancestors, the Mapuche, the people of the land. Mapu, land, Che, people. 5 centuries before, violence had redefined the Mapuche. The conqueror had claimed the land. The people were extracted along with the silver and the copper and the timber, because colonialism is an extractive business. Colonialism is an extractive business, and it extracted your people as well as all the resources. Your childhood memories recall the beautiful Paywan trees, for your community were Paywan Che as well. People who loved and beheld those trees, your people honored and held sacred those majestic trees, people's trees placed in multi-generational relationship, and in that relationship, the entire cosmos had focus and meaning. People, trees, place. Such a powerful understanding that inspired your childhood, informed your soul, still informs your soul. And in this time of growth and beauty and wisdom, was brutally put to an end. When you were 13, Chile and her people experienced violent coup. Experienced death of tens of thousands of people, of imprisonments. People disappeared, including your beloved uncle. President Allende was murdered, along with many others. The popular organizations were suppressed. Free speech was banned, and the land of the Mapuche was taken and privatized and sold to the highest bidder. Corporations sought quick profits. Your beautiful forests of sacred Paywan were cut down. The people who loved those trees were devastated. The intergenerational relationship of people, tree, and place was violently, and the people made landless. Yet that rootedness in the earth and the relationship to the ancient people informs you to this day. It's in your system. It's your theology. Your family became refugees. Your youth was to be in New York City, where your family became strangers in a strange land, surviving, willfully defying, and thriving in that defiance. You saw how your beloved mama labored in the sweatshops of the garment trades, and you experienced personally how immigrants were not welcomed, were diminished. Your theology developing as autobiography, your theology developing as an understanding deep in yourself, took the stance of outsider. And you were living in the belly of the beast, the very beast that killed the heart of Chile. Yes, you, Maria Cristina, came to awareness in a land of hope, in a relationship to people and trees and land, and you came to adulthood as a refugee in New York City. And when you, as a young adult, you witnessed and were inspired by the resiliency of your family, and in response, you devoted yourself, coming out of that response, to being a lawyer and trying to empower immigrants. Your spiritual life was found in struggle now. That's where you made your life and expressed your theology. Your context was organizations of women of color, of immigrants, of refugees from violence and poverty, just like you. And their lives were your lives. Maria Cristina, you also experienced motherhood Your son and your mother are here among us, and you are as proud of them as they are of you. And you discovered a Unitarian Universalist congregation, a place where you found community, a spiritual home, a community that loved you, accepted you just as you were and just as you are. Refugee, activist, feminist, queer, indigenous, Catholic, Latina, lover of pawan trees. You were affirmed, accepted, appreciated, and heard. Yes, among Unitarian Universalists, your voice, Maria Cristina, was heard. And having received and having been heard, you gave in return, involving yourself deeper and deeper and further in the ways of this faith community, articulating this faith. It spoke to you and at the same time gave you voice. And having been given that gift, you felt called to give in return. And you took your first steps toward becoming a Unitarian Universalist minister. Maria Cristina, that journey of schooling and training and formation brought you to this day, your installation as the parish minister of the Star King Church in Hayward, California. Maria Cristina, ministry in this faith community is two-sided, involving giving and receiving, bold visioning, and respectful listening. Because Unitarian Universalism is based on shared ministry, affirming both the priesthood and the prophethood of all believers, we stand for the empowerment of every Unitarian Universalist. So our ministry is always a ministry of sharing, sharing ministry and inspiring others to share their ministry in turn. And you, Maria Cristina, you have a special gift for that kind of ministering, of how sharing, of empowering others, a ministry that will unfold in a critical time in this world. And since our Unitarian Universalist community is part of this world, a critical time for this faith community, because this is a time when the old order is dying, where the old ways of doing business are just no longer sustainable, where the institutions of empire and domination are being questioned by more and more and more people, and where the old elites are no longer able to provide a coherent vision, where the elementary functions of governance are not being performed, where the first task of community, safeguarding and nourishing our children, are not being attended to. That's what a government does. And we know that the children are being denied health care and education and safety. Yes, safety. What kind of community denies children safety when every year so many are killed by gun violence and assaulted and abused? It's failing. And in these times, we are seeing education being turned over to banks, resulting in indebted and anxious young adults, thus discouraging the flowering of poets, musicians, scientists, teachers, religious professionals, and yes, community organizers, and other socially useful, civilized occupations. In the last decades, our elites have constructed a medical and pharmaceutical order more dedicated to profits than health care. And we are witnessing an ever expanding new Jim Crow denying access to the ballot box, constructing a conveyor belt from failing schools, feeding youth to an ever-hungry for-profit prisons. And we have witnessed the demonization of tens of millions of immigrants yearning to breathe free. I look out on this assembly and I see lovers. I see beautiful people who have shown up over and over again, who put lawn signs on there out there and witness that they stand on the side of love. Yes, Maria Christina, your ministry will unfold in interesting times, challenging times. So how should I charge you?
Gently.
Remember always that in ministry, we do nothing alone.
Amen.
Our ministry is always enhanced, deepened, and empowered by colleagues and by fellow congregants. And we share it all. And the power of shared ministry and the genius of collegiality makes it happen. So I charge you, first of all, to listen. Listen to those you share ministry with. Listen with an open heart and a critical awareness. Listen with compassion, for you are a caring heart. But listen also with an eye toward empowerment. Because equipping others with the capacity to change the world multiplies the caring hearts to a chorus. So yes, listen to the voices of those who've gone before through your ancestors, because they speak through you. To the wisdom that is a gift to you, a gift for you to share with others. And also listen to the wisdom of the traditions of other peoples as well. For their perspective helps us understand our own and give depth to our souls. Second, Maria Christina, I charge you to remember. To remember. Remember who you are. Remember your rootedness in the wisdom of this earth. Remember your perspective as a refugee, activist, feminist, queer, indigenous, Catholic, Latina, and lover of pawan trees. Because in that remembering is power. Remember these gifts of your life and living. So I charge you, remember your gifts and all your experience. And remember that you are wise. Affirm your power, affirm your wisdom, and stand in your love and connections. Be blessed, Maria Christina, and be blessed, Star King, because you are going to do some wonderful ministry together.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Diana Dickerson, and I am proud and honored to be the president of the Board of Trustees for this congregation. Sort of. Reverend Dr. Maria Christina Placidis Bergoa, we have called you to live among us, to make our concerns your concerns, and to lead us in love and spiritual growth. We look to you for spiritual guidance and inspiration that we may grow in being our better selves day by day. We look to you for a blessing of pastoral care when in sorrow and in joy. I'm actually trembling from the energy in this room. It's amazing. We look to you for practical teachings and cultural humility to build a beloved community and be better stewards of the sacred earth. Do you accept this charge from us?
See, I do!
Okay, now I get to leave this part.
In formal recognition of Reverend Dr. Maria Cristina's acceptance, I ask the members of the church to rise in body and or spirit and say with me. We, the members of Stark King Unitarian Universalist Church, do hereby install you, Reverend Dr. Maria Cristina Vlasilis Burgoa, as our minister. We pledge to support you with our hearts and our hands, to learn from you and be your allies in the struggle for justice, to build with you a widening community of love.
Gracias. Thank you. It is with great joy, in a deep sense of responsibility, that I assume the ministry to which you have called me. I pledge to support you with my heart and my hands and my spirit, to learn from you as we struggle for justice and build with you a widening community of love. Let us now all together say these words. As we begin our journey together, moving together side by side, in the direction of revolutionary love and loving, let us respect and value each other's gifts and welcome our whole selves to this community. As we learn each other's hearts and in the spirit of connection, let us use forgiveness as a bridge. Let us be generous with our deep listening to each other, and let us be patient with ourselves and each other in tenderness and compassion. As we build up who we are, as individuals, as beloved community with each other, and as community in relationship with the greater world, let us take the time and great care to build deeply rooted relationships so we can grow together in love. Love is the spirit of this shared ministry. This is our great covenant, to dwell together, guided by deep compassion and kindness, to speak the truth in love, and when we miss the mark, to forgive ourselves and each other, and to begin again in love. We honor this sacred commitment and covenant, and do so freely and in agreement with each other. Blessed be, Ashe, 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 Amen, and Hallelujah! And now it is my blessing and my honor to offer a benediction as the newly installed minister of this beloved community, Star King Church of Hayward, California. Yes, let us be glad and rejoice in this day. In my tradition, the spirit of life creator is called Newin. And I now
turn my heart and my spirit towards the spirit of life that is in all of us, that is among us, that is within us. Newen, we now turn to each other and invite one another to look into each other's eyes and to feel each other's presence and energy, to say, in Lakesh, you are my another self. In Lakesh, you are my beloved. In Lakesh, you are me. We are one. Beloveds, in this shared journey, we are united by one love. We are water. We are earth. We are air, and we are the protectors of water, of Pachamama, of Mother Earth. May we be open to the challenge to always be the water and earth protectors. May we go forth in gratitude for each other, for this moment, for this beautiful community and this beautiful day. May we go forth in gratitude for all of our gifts that we have shared with each other this morning. May we go forth in one love, in one peace, in one beauty. May you go forth and shine on, shine on, shine on your beauty, shine on your love, shine on your peace. In beauty, we go forth. In beauty, we hold the gifts of Pachamama, Mother Earth. Newen, spirit of life, gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Thanks to life that has given me so much. Me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. It has given me laughter. It has given me tears. Con eso distingo dicha de quebranto. That is how I distinguish joy from heartache. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto. Thanks to life for giving me so much. Me ha dado la voz y me ha dado el canto. It has given me my voice. It has given me my song. May we go forth knowing that our song is our song, that your song is the song of the universe. Shine on, sing on, Ashe, blessed be. Amen.
Amen.
Gracias.
You can clap.